I don't know. These are my own personal thoughts. And I really, like I say, haven't done any research or nothing on it, but it's just something that I see. Mm-hmm. And I guess it makes me not feel bad, because this particular person is better off than I am, or whatever, because he deserves it, you know? Mm-hmm. When you put it all together, you know, he deserves to have what he has. Because mm-hmm. he put in more hours. When I'm sleeping, he's working. Mm-hmm. When I'm watching television, he's... Hi there. Yeah, that's my son, Harold. But that's the way I look at it, you know? Uh-huh. It's complex to me, but in a way, it's simple, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Yeah, I'm talking about land. Or talking about fodder. Did you ever, you know, corn?
Fodder.
Tie that up into a.
How you say fodder?
Yeah, you tie it up into a.
Tie it was in a bundle.
Uh huh. Then you pile the bundles into a.
I don't know nothing about a bale or something. I don't know, a ball of batch.
You know, talking about how much corn you raise to an acre, you might say we raise 40.
We spoke of barrels. Uh-huh. Well, we use barrels, yeah. I think we use barrels or something like that, you know.
What about with wheat? You say we raise.
We ain't raise no wheat down here. We don't know, bushels of wheat.
Uh-huh. What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Oh, thresher to combine it.
Uh-huh.
Use combines, and, you know, now.
Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or another way of saying that, you could say.
We'll have to do it,
Would you say me and you, or you and I, or?
Well, you and I.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you and I. You and I, that's what I would say.
Uh-huh. What if you're talking about some man and yourself? You'd say?
Oh, I'd commonly say me and Joe, you know, or me and Sam, you know?
Uh-huh.
Which I know probably would be improper, but that's the way I'd say it, you know?
Uh-huh. You say, well, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants
a group or a bunch, you know, a group.
Uh-huh. Or he doesn't want just you or just me. He wants what of us? He wants
a whole lot of us, or uh-huh. Yeah.
Would you say all two of us or both of us, or?
He want, I'd probably say, with both, yeah. He want both, mm-hmm. both of us, you know.
Mm-hmm. And
probably say that.
Talking about how tall you are, you'd say he's not as tall as.
He's not as tall as I am, you know.
Or I'm not as tall.
I'm not as tall as him. I'm not as tall as him, and I'm not as tall as him.
Uh-huh.
I'd probably commonly say that, you know.
Or he can do that better than.
He can do that better than me.
And if you knock at the door and people call out and ask who's there, and you know that they recognize your voice, you might just answer, it's...
So if I knock at the door,
uh-huh.
and some, I'd say it's me, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
And if it was a man, you'd say it's...
It's her. If it's a man,
uh-huh.
it's him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if it's two people, you'd say it's...
It's them.
And if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
It's yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, then it's...
It's theirs.
Or to both of us, it's...
Oh, it's ours, yeah.
Okay. And to him,